Blog Talk Radio.
See, lately I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distress. And
Mom?
I was muted, Kayla. And that
sorry,
hurts.
No, we can hear you.
Okay, oh, yeah. Mike, you call me. In the name of Jesus. No internet. I'm the host.
From somewhere.
I'm working here in my life, right?
May I have your attention, please? Hello?
It's Maggie. No, that's her goddaughter.
Hello?
Yes. You have our attention.
There is an unattended phone down in first level that's recording us.
Yeah, that phone probably needs to be up here.
Okay.
In case it drops or something. Oh,
okay. Okay.
She's got
it's on the hotspot. The phone internet.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord, for backup. Are you going to share about, you know, Fred's testimony that he knew the Lord? Can I do it?
No,
I didn't want to talk about him. I just want to talk about the fact that God answered the prayer.
Hello?
Hello, who is this, please?
Micah.
Hi, Mikey.
Ivana?
Yes.
Who put you in charge?
No one.
You must be really bored that you got on so early, because I know I am.
You are early this morning to hear voices.
Hey, you know, I'm on my way to Home Depot.
What's going on at Home Depot?
Nothing. I forgot I wrote a list. I was going to get laundry detergent. It's cheaper at Home
Depot. I bought some already.
You did? What did you buy?
I bought Era.
Oh, that was a mistake then.
I'm serious. It's brand new.
What did you buy? Suavitel? Did you buy Fabric?
This is no place to air our dirty laundry.
Right. Well, before Because you know, I haven't even gone back there to look. Did you buy the fabric softener?
No, bleach and washing powder.
And laundry detergent, okay. And then I'll get some fabric softener. Something else I was coming here for. Oh, measuring tape. I need measuring tape. That's what I'm actually coming here for. I was supposed to pick one up yesterday. I need to have
You sound just like Johnny.
Like who?
John Williams.
I don't know. Well, I need to pick up the measuring tape. And I need you to text me Mo's number.
Okay. You think you could still boss me around?
It's so quiet. I have to just like walk around and be like, nobody here, huh? It is so quiet.
Well, Kayla was interviewing some renters.
She was, oh, there will be no one. Yeah, I even told her, she doesn't even have to drop off the mail. I'm so scared she might stay. Don't even come over. I'll pick up the mail from the mail, from the post office. All right.
Everybody.
I didn't know you bought laundry detergent. It's still early.
It bless you.
Thanks.
It's 5 minutes. Yeah.
If someone wanted to be on Block Rock Radio, whatever it's called.
I said good morning.
Oh, well, there's one.
Will there be another?
Who is that?
Good morning.
Well, hello, Andy. Hello, Michael. Hey. Good morning. Good morning. Where is that laundry detergent? Oh, excuse me.
Good morning from Delonica, Georgia, everyone.
Who is that?
It's still me, Michael.
Well, you just want everyone to know you're out of town.
Okay, exactly.
Hey, everybody, I'm not in my head. All right. Man, before we get started, just want to go. How much is it usually?
Boy, put your phone on mute.
Oh, we can. Okay, I found it. Never mind. $7.
Put your phone on mute, Michael Williams. Hello? Hello?
Hey, who is
Hello?
That?
Hello? This is Monique. This is Monique and Lenny.
Tonight,
Can you help them call back?
Money, there's a lot of...
It's Monique and Lenny.
Okay.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. It's what time there?
This is Kim.
Hi,
Good
Kim.
Morning.
Hi, how you doing?
How you doing, Kim?
I'm doing okay, Denise. How are you?
We're doing well.
Good. Thank you for this week.
My pleasure.
Oh, boy. Ooh. Do you hear us?
Good morning, family.
Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
That's your mom.
Good morning, Mom.
Morning, Mom.
Good morning, son.
With the watch.
How are you all?
You all right?
Good, good.
Just early in the morning.
Yeah.
July 2nd.
What time is it there, Lenny?
Almost 7 o'clock a.m.
Okay.
Just a regular message. Okay. That's the one. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
All right.
It is 10 o'clock, family. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Family Prayer Line. First, I just wanted to say thank you to Cedric and Micah for filling in during the last couple of weeks, and also to Kayla for coordinating the actual prayer line. She has done a great job. So thank you. Everybody, very much for your participation. Now, we'll get started, as we always do, with our foundation prayer, the Jabez prayer. And the Jabez prayer is found in 1 Chronicles 4, beginning at verse number 9. And remember, a Jabez prays this prayer on a regular basis. That's have to do with prayer. Pray on a regular basis, and that's how we can look for our blessings. And it reads, Jabez was more honorable than his brother. His brother had named Jabez, saying, I gave birth to Cain. Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm, so that I will be free from pain. And God granted his request. Remember to mute your phones, everybody. Now, today we're going to have a couple of folks share. First, we're going to start with Dwayne, and then Annie. And then after that, Mother Williams will pray over all of us, and she'll give us her holiday prayer, her powerful holiday prayer, so we can celebrate the Fourth in style. Okay, Dwayne, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Welcome, Dwayne, and thank you for sharing. You may proceed.
All right. Good morning, everyone, and happy 4th of July weekend, Independence Day, the correct terminology, I should say. So I have the pleasure of sharing with what was laid upon my heart. And what came to me as a title, if you will, is committed to consistency. And when I'm saying committed to consistency, I'm talking about being committed to being consistent with the things of God. So I will give you all a great example. Back when we were younger, when Grandma Elvie and Granddad John was alive, I think that was a great example of being committed to being consistent. For instance, every Wednesday, regardless of rain, sleet, snow, hurricane, tornadoes, a great movie on, whatever, we always had to have Wednesday prayer. We'd be right in the middle of a basketball game or right in the middle of The Wizard of Oz, and it's like, turn off the TV. And it's like, Grandma, please, let us just finish this next thing. Michael Jordan is getting ready to win the NBA championship, and she would turn off the TV right when the shot is in the air. So what that did was served a foundation work for us to look at things of being consistent. So when you look at them, they were consistent with prayer every Wednesday. Grandma would read the word every day, every night before she go to bed. She would do her three claps with thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, and things like that. So what that did for us, or for me particularly, is that, hey, if I need anything done, I know I can get it to Grandma because Grandma was very consistent. So back when we were younger, Cedric and I had these prayer lists. And, I mean, we will write it down, but we knew if we give it to Grandma because she was consistent, we can get whatever was on the prayer list. So we would give our prayer list to Grandma, and she would pray over it and oil it up. You would have thought she had fried chicken and laid the chicken on the prayer list because it was so oily with the anointing oil. But ironically, everything on the list actually came to pass. So it's the same thing that we look at when we look at the prayer of Jabez, because we're all on the prayer line now, and that consistency that we have is drive based on personal needs, whether or family needs too. So we make that sacrifice to kind of plug into God, if you will. So that's where, like, one of the foundational scriptures I love the most is Matthew 6:33, which says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." So when we have that personal need, it really drives or fuels our commitment. So we're on the prayer line every Saturday. We pray daily. We are reaching out to family members to intercede and stand in faith with us and things like that. We tithe consistently because we have that passion and that need. And what is interesting, and the question that came to me, is that whatever you pray in God's word is true, so it will happen. So we're praying the prayer of Jabez, and the question that came to me for all of us is, are we prepared for our territories to be enlarged? So we're praying that prayer, but do we believe it would be enlarged? And it will, but are we prepared for the blessing and after our territories have been enlarged? So, for instance, like when our territories are enlarged, then we have new levels, new challenges. So if we're praying and seeking for a new job, will we still tithe? Will we remain consistent with tithing with our new salaries? Because when you're tithing and you're making $500,000 and then you're tithing and making $500,000, that is a whole different level of tithing. and it'll make you a little nervous every now and then. Not saying that my salary is $500,000, but just for instance, we believe in God to enlarge our territories in terms of getting a new house or a new home. If we get a new home, will we worship that home more so than worshiping God? A new car, will we still go to church and be consistent or committed to being consistent with the things once we're blessed? Or will we just kind of throw in a towel? When you get those new jobs and the territories are enlarged, then you have new challenges. So in essence, we just have to make sure that we stay committed to the things of God and not be in it just for a quick blessing, if you will. But the blessings comes from being committed to being consistent. So that is what God has laid on my heart to share. So in all, as God continues to bless us, which you can see across the prayer line, that God is really enlarging our territories and blessings are being blessed. But we have to make for sure that we are committed after the blessing just as well as we are before the blessing comes. Amen.
Thank you so much, Dwayne, for sharing about consistency and commitment. We, of course, all need to apply that in our lives on a daily basis. And starting with prayer, that is the way to go. And I think that will affect the rest of our lives. And we'll be prepared when our territories are enlarged and when we get new blessings. And we need to really be generous, of course, when we do get blessed. And tithing is a way to be generous, of course. So, Dwayne, thanks for sharing that message on consistency and commitment. And that was great. Now we'll move over to Annie, and Annie will share. Annie, what's on your heart this
morning? Good morning, family. I do apologize for the background noise. We are traveling in South Carolina, so, you know, just pray that the Lord allow us to arrive there safely. What's on my heart is that, first of all, I would like to say thanks to the Lord for Denise and Mike for opening up this prayer line to the family. Just reaching out to everyone. So what's on my heart is somewhat piggyback on what my son said about commitment and consistency. This prayer line is open up to the family, to all of us, to come in and be serious about our commitment to the Lord. Yes, we pray and ask the Lord for blessings, but God is not a microwave quick thing. There has to be a commitment to Him and consistency in your life. Oh, that you were blessed in indeed. Jabez was an honorable man. And not that we are perfect, but our lives and our ways should be honorable to the Lord and to our family, to the people that we love and care about. So what's on my heart is to just tell the family that seek ye first the kingdom of God in His right way of doing things, and He will enlarge your territory. I just want to give a quick testimony for Charlie and I. We've been facing some challenges because we stuck out on faith and we committed to commit a seed together. He said it and we prayed over it and we blessed the Lord with it. And when we did that, it looked like the enemy just opened up all kind of ways. And so it was a challenge of our faith. We say that we trust God with our lips, but do we really trust Him with our heart? When things are coming, do we really trust God? It's easy to trust God when things are going good. But when the heat is turning up, do we really, really, really trust God? So I just want to say that through this storm, the Lord has allowed Father and I to be more committed to Him, to be consistent in our walk, be consistent with our ties, be consistent with our commitment to Him. Because the Lord, most of all, He wants to bless us with things, but He wants our heart, and He wants us to be able to reach out and draw other people. So my prayer to you all and from my heart is that get a real, 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 don't get a real relationship. Commit to the Lord. and he will bless you and he will enlarge your territory. So that is from my heart. And another thing too, I just want to say that I love each and every one of all. I pray that you all have a safe and wonderful 4th of July weekend. And again, commitment and consistency is the key. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Could all phones be placed on mute, please? Annie, thank you so much for your comments. I mean, it's so absolutely true, and we are by them, that we have to seek first the kingdom of God and his way of doing things and his way of being. And then all of these blessings God wants to add and give us. It's his delight to bless us. But as you said, he wants relationship. That's what the Lord wants from us, relationship. As Dwayne alluded to earlier, that consistency in prayer and reading your word. And with that, you're going to have a great outcome. I'm going to right now ask quickly for testimonies if you feel that you would like to share. God is doing some absolutely amazing things within our family, and I don't want anyone to be discouraged. You might not see it, but God is absolutely moving in your behalf. And I know one person, now that God is moving so quickly, they are really overwhelmed with the blessings and with the movement of God. So, family, get ready. Just get ready because it's coming. Are there any testimonies or is there anyone who would like to share before Mom comes on and pray for us?
Hello. Good morning. This is Micah.
Hi, Micah.
Hi, Mom. I don't have a testimony per se. I'm in need of prayer. I just got a call from she was like my mom, my coworker, my best friend. I've known her for like 18 years. She had a stroke last night, and her daughter called me, and she said that it doesn't look good. She had an aneurysm. She has a lot of bleeding. So I just want you all to pray for her. Pray for her. Pray for her family. And she did everything for everybody. She did everything for everybody, and she didn't take care of herself. And I just want everybody to know, just love your family, love your friends. Make sure you tell them that.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you just try not to take people for granted, because you never know. You just never know. I just saw her on Thursday at work, and I knew she didn't look well. I knew she wasn't feeling well, but she would never complain. She would never complain and never say anything about the way she was feeling. But I knew she was sick.
Mm-hmm.
I knew she was sick. So if you could just pray for her, pray for her family.
Okay. All right, Michael, what we're going to do right now is just pray for you and her family. You know, Lord God, we come before you with this petition. We ask for your divine intervention. We ask for a cloak of peace and love over that family. We ask for strength. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we ask for strength from Micah. Send your angels of encouragement to surround her, walk about her right now, hold her up. Put her in position to be encouragement for that family in the name of Jesus. And the co-worker, the person who has been like a mom to her, God, we ask if it's your time for her departure, that you would make her departure peaceful and that you would receive her into your arms, make sure that she is right with you in the name of Jesus. Encourage that family, Lord God. Be with that family, Lord God, and show Micah, give her great wisdom in what she is to do in this situation because the lady has been so close to her in the name of Jesus. And we believe you for it. And right now, Micah, we speak peace over you. We speak grace over you. We speak that you will have a backbone of steel regarding this situation. And that you would know the words to say as you deal with that family and as you deal with your co-worker. And if you're going to the hospital today to see her, our prayers are definitely going to meet you there in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you.
Are there any more prayer requests? Are there any more that would like to share? Well, if you don't want to share, I'm going to share for you. Lenny, we prayed for him a couple of weeks ago, and he got the test results back from his doctor, and the test results were benign, and we're grateful to God for that. We had Fred, who passed away. But his testimony and even on his obituary was that he had a divine encounter with God. So that today, while he's no longer with us, we know that he's safely resting in heaven. And that's the eternal journey that we all must make. And we definitely want to be in position when that time comes for us. If there are no other requests, we're going to pass it over to Mom. And Micah, we got you. I want you to know we got you, okay?
Okay.
I couldn't testimony because we was running out of time. Sorry.
Okay. You have plenty of time next Saturday, hopefully. Good morning, family. God bless each of you. My heart has been so encouraged and uplifted by Dwayne and Annie, committed to consistency. And that will be our prayer focus this morning. And as Denise has already prayed for you, Michael, you know, sorrow comes to each of us at most time at an unexpected time. But I do thank God that he's a healer of broken hearts. There's no sorrow that he cannot heal. And our prayer will be with you and the family. Father God, as we come before you this morning, our hearts are touched. And our spirits are definitely encouraged, Almighty God. We thank you, Father God, for what has been done and said today. We thank you for each member who has joined us by way of internet or telephone or what have you. And we pray for those who have not joined us, who are not able to join us, God. We reach out and we pray for each one. And my prayer, God, that we will be committed and consistent and we will stay connected with you and with each other. And as Micah has said, Lord God, let us love one another. Tell each other that I love you. I have to say this, my son Lenny, hallelujah. He's so free with that word love. When I talk to him and we hang up 100 times a day, each time he will say, I love you, Mom. And that is so encouraging. Sometimes we feel like it's just a small word, but we'll be surprised at how uplifting and how encouraging that word can be just to say, I love you, and say it from your heart, because God so loved each of us. Even when we were unworthy of his love, he loved us anyway. And that is what I'm asking, Lord, to do for each of us love, help us, Lord, to love one another as you have loved us. And as we go into the celebration of the 4th of July, what we call Independence Day, when America received its independence, its liberty from Great Britain or what have you, Father God, we thank you that we are liberated, not only in the physical, but we are liberated in the spirit. We are free. For this cause, we are free to be free. And we thank you, Lord God, that your son Jesus died on the cross to make us free. And we celebrate twice. We celebrate being free from man, and we celebrate, God, for being free to serve you, Almighty God. We serve you, God, with our hearts. We love you, Lord God, with our hearts. And we just give our hearts to you. We open up our hearts, Lord, and come in to each of our hearts this day, God, and make us free, God, that we'll be able to be free. We pray this prayer in the precious holy name of Jesus. And before I close, if there's anyone right now, God, who might be suffering in their body, they might have unspoken requests. They're being challenged in some way, mentally, physically, financially. God, you're able to come in, Lord, and do exceeding abundantly more than that we could even ask or think, according to the Spirit that worketh in us. And Father God, we praise and thank you for our freedom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Mother Williams. As we conclude today's prayer line, we just want to borrow from Dwayne's message of consistency and say that we should be consistent as a family in showing love to one another. That is so important. And also that Micah, we got you. We'll be praying for you and that family. And of course, Brother Lenny. So thanks again to Dwayne and Andy for sharing. Thanks to Kayla for coordinating. And we love you all. And you all have a great holiday weekend. Goodbye for now.
Love you all too.
Bye.
Love y'all, fam. Bye.
Bye, Ms. Williams.
Love you all. Bye-bye.
Bye.
She made it. Made it. Okay. Bye.
Yes, she made it.
No, just made it. No, Jennifer, you're on?
Yes.
Okay.
Goodbye. Bye, family.
Bye.
Hey, you got the program?
No, I didn't get anything.
Okay, it's coming.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye, Ray.
Bye.
All power to you, Lenny.
Thanks, Mike.
Take care. Good to hear the good news about you.
Yeah, I'll talk to you in a little
bit.
Keep
it that way.
Yeah, I want to send you Fred Astaire's program, too.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so text us your address. Your mother has your address, right? Yeah,
she should. Sister should have
okay.
it, too.
Right. We'll get that program.
I don't know if Ree got it.
No, I don't. All right. Hot.
Okay, AP.
And Lenny, I'm gonna text you his pictures too. He was smiling in the coffin.
He was?
In a smirk, like he was about to. You know how he likes to play.
Yeah.
You and us one
yeah.
too.
I'll tell you, Mike. He came
Moody.
To see me every time I hit Miami. Every time I came to Miami, he came by wherever I was. Seemed like. Is he was in the car or on the bike?
Yep. Yep. That's him.
No,
you sent me a picture
I'll text you. I'll mail you the picture because I can't text it to you, Marie.
Okay. I'm gone.
Okay, Marie.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye, Marie.
Bye.
All right, Lenny.
Love you. Take
on.
Care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, Mike. Bye-bye.
Well, thank you.
Anybody hung up, Kayla?
Mm-hmm.